This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Top leaders of ruling alliance discuss government's annual policies and programs. Nepali Congress seeks impartial and free investigation into fake Putney's refugee scam. Supreme Court upholds Dipal High Court's decision to life imprisonment to Resham Chowdhury. And at least 40 people killed in Myanmar as Cyclone Mocha creates havoc in the region. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday held discussion with top leaders of the ruling alliance. In the meeting held at Prime Minister's office in Singhadarbar, the discussion was held on the government's policies and programs and its priority areas for the upcoming fiscal year to be presented in the Federal Parliament. According to CPN Maoist Centre leader Hitraj Pandey, top leaders of the alliance suggested the government prioritise agriculture, tourism and job and employment creation to retain youth forces within the country considering the economic challenges. The Prime Minister is also said to have sought written suggestions from the leaders of the respective parties. The government is presenting its policies and programs in the joint meeting of the Federal Parliament on May 19. The government has declared Mukesh Kayastha a national martyr. Kayastha was injured during People's Movement 2nd of 2062-63 Bikram Samvat and passed away last Thursday. Talking to journalists after a cabinet meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday, Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma said the government declared Kayastha a national martyr, who was also known as a living martyr. Communication Minister Sharma said the cabinet also decided to grant permission to transform the Tilganga Institute of Ophthalmology into a university. The cabinet also gave consent to the Nepal Civil Aviation Authority to acquire land for the expansion of Jumla Airport and the construction of a new terminal building. The Communication Minister also shared that the government was committed to bringing citizenship ordinance in order to ensure that no one suffers from being deprived of citizenship. The Supreme Court has upheld the verdict of Dipal High Court on a case relating to Tikapur carnage, which had handed down life imprisonment to Resham Chowdhury. Resham was doing his jail time. Justices Dr. Ananda Mohan Bhattrai and Nakul Subedi gave the verdict yesterday convicting Chowdhury on the charge. Chowdhury had filed a petition at the Supreme Court seeking a review on the High Court's decision. Likewise, another opponent, Lakshman Tharu, has been handed down 3 years imprisonment by reducing 5 years of jail time directed by the Dipal High Court. However, Gangaram Chowdhury and Sitaram Chowdhury, who were jailed in the same case, have got a clean chit from the Supreme Court. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Naren Kaji Shrestha has said the government is firmly moving ahead to eliminating corruption and correcting governance. The Deputy Prime Minister made the remark while responding to the queries raised by the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee members in yesterday's meeting regarding the ongoing investigation in the context of the fake Putney's refugee scandal. Deputy Prime Minister Shrestha stated that the government was determined to take action against those found guilty in the scam. Likewise, the first meeting of the Finance Committee under the Federal Parliament took place yesterday. On the occasion, the discussion was held about the activities to be carried out by the government through policies, programs and budget of upcoming fiscal year for improving current situation of the national economy. Lawmakers specially stressed on different issues, including country's current economic situation, course of action for the upcoming year's policies, programs and budget, corruption control and good governance. Meanwhile, Law and Human Rights Committee under the Federal Parliament is to forward bills related to anti-money laundering and transitional justice for clause-wise discussion as soon as possible. During the first meeting held yesterday at Singhadarbar-based office of the committee, members suggested forwarding the two bills as soon as possible. On the occasion, Committee President shared that bills related to Commission for Investigation and Enforced Disappeared Persons, Truth and Reconciliation Commission Bill 2079 would be taken to conclusion by holding clause-wise discussion. Similarly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Thana Rajgurung said the two bills received at the committee should be passed by the committee as soon as possible. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khemure held a meeting yesterday. At the meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, the Prime Minister and Speaker discussed on making the House business effective. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal informed Speaker about the government's preparations to present its policies and programs in the joint session of the Federal Parliament on the 9th of May. The Nepali Congress has sought impartial and free investigation into the fake Bhutanese refugee scam. At a press meet organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Nepali Congress spokesperson and finance minister, Dr. Prakash Sharad Mahat, said his party fully supported to ensure impartial investigations into the scam. Dr. Mahat said so far it seemed that Nepali Congress Central Leader and House of Representatives member Dr. Arjun Rana Dewa had no role in the scam. He clarified that the party had not yet suspended leader Bal Krishna Khan following his arrest for his alleged involvement in the scam, as the leader convinced the party that he would prove himself innocent before the law. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Ramesh Rijal has insisted on industrial infrastructure development and maximum utilization of natural resources to promote domestic production for a self-sufficient economy. In his address to an inaugural session of the Make in Nepal Swadeshi Summit 2023 in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Rijal expressed the government's commitment to carrying out policy-level and practical reforms to promote domestic production. He said the government would ensure investment-friendly environment in the country. The Assistant Minister for Foreign Affairs of Australia, Tim Watts, commenced his visit to Nepal yesterday by meeting with Minister for Foreign Affairs, Naren Prakash South, at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The purpose of the meeting was to engage in discussions pertaining to a wide range of issues with a focus on strengthening the cooperation and partnership between Nepal and Australia. Assistant Minister Watts arrived in Nepal yesterday, embarking on a two-day visit filled with diplomatic engagements. During his stay, he is expected to hold a meeting with Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, emphasizing the enduring friendship that has characterized the bilateral relationship between Australia and Nepal. Over the course of more than six decades, the connection between people of both nations has served as a solid foundation for their close ties. Significantly, Australia is home to a vibrant Nepali community with approximately 130,000 individuals of Nepali ancestry residing in the country. This community represents the fastest growing migrant community in Australia, highlighting the importance of fostering stronger bonds between the two nations. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The powerful cyclone that hit Myanmar on Sunday has killed at least 40 people. The BBC has mentioned, citing the local sources, that the toll may rise further. Cyclone Mocha was one of the strongest storms to make landfall in the region this century, packing winds of about 209 kilometers per hour. Most confirmed deaths are in Rakhine State in central Myanmar, others in Saigon and Mae Wai regions. At least 16 people have been killed and more than 10 injured in a clash between two tribes over the ownership of a coal mine in northwest Pakistan. Officials said the incident late on Monday was part of a decades-old tribal rivalry over the mine in Dara Adam Khel area of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province bordering Afghanistan. The creator of advanced chatbot ChatGPT has called on US lawmakers to regulate artificial intelligence. According to the BBC, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, testified before a US Senate committee on Tuesday about the possibilities and pitfalls of the new technology. In a matter of months, several AI models have entered the market. Altman said a new agency should be formed to license AI companies. ChatGPT and other similar programs can create incredibly human-like answers to questions but can also be wildly inaccurate. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of the country and one or two places of the Lumbini province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature was recorded at 28.8 degrees Celsius yesterday and the minimum temperature was recorded at 14.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Top leaders of ruling alliance discuss government's annual policies and programs. Nepali Congress seeks impartial and free investigation into fake Putney's refugee scam. Supreme Court upheld Nepal High Court's decision to life imprisonment to Resham Chowdhury. And at least 40 people killed in Myanmar as Cyclone Mocha creates havoc in the region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.